Because there's something about God's method that just works. You know what I mean? Of just talking to people. Just preaching it to them. Going out like Jesus did, where he just finds the woman at the well. One blind man, two deaf men. You know, talking to just a couple people, one person, one-on-one. You know, that's what seems to get it done, my friend. House to house. That's what the Bible says. Daily in the temple in every house. And you know, you'll notice that this morning's sermon wasn't exactly a salvation message, was it? Was this morning's sermon a salvation sermon? I didn't even mention salvation. But do you notice that when the sermon ends, the people who are saved, they go to the visitor and give them the gospel. And that's about 100 times more effective. Nobody walks out that door without hearing the gospel. You know, at least they ought not. And if they do, then shame on you, church member, for not going and trying to get them the gospel. But I'll tell you right now, that's a lot more effective than trying to get them to walk down an aisle that they might be embarrassed to do. And it always blew me away watching a pastor for 10 minutes beg someone to come talk to him. The piano's going to play one more time, just as I am. One more stanza. You, God speaking to you, come get saved. Please, come. You raised your hand earlier. Come, come, come. Oh. Here's an idea. Why don't you go walk over to them? Wow, that's an ingenious idea, isn't it? Please, come and be saved. Get up, come down the aisle. Hey, that aisle goes both ways, buddy. Why don't you get off your little platform, your little staircase, and go down and give them the gospel. And get down on their level. How hard is it? Well, it's going to embarrass them. Yeah, but it's not going to embarrass them for 15 minutes of just as I am 500 times. Begging them to come. You raise your hand. Come, come, come. The piano plays. Come. Up, off your seat. Into the aisle. Come on, come on. It's bizarre. Look. Okay, let me give you an example. I'm in a preaching service with, who was it? Richie. This was great. We're at this service with Scott. You were there, right? Scott was there. Richie was there. You were there, Chris Brown, right? And who else was there? Anybody else from our church? There might have been some other people. Whatever. I know that you guys are. We're at this service, and this preacher gets up to preach, and he said something in his sermon about, like, you got to repent of your sins or whatever. So he gets to the end, and he's doing the invitation at the end, okay? And he says, he's first going to ask who's saved. So he says, like, how many of you would say that you know for sure you're saved because you had a specific time that you repented of your sin and trusted Christ as Savior? Slip up your hand. So we all have our eyes closed, our whole church. We all have our eyes closed, but just all independently of one another, none of us raise our hand. Because we're like, I didn't repent of my sins. I just believed on Christ. So we all have the same thing going through our mind, like without even talking to each other. So none of our hands goes up. So then he asks a question, how many of you would say, I'm not saved? Or whatever, you know, pray for me, I'm not saved, or whatever, okay? And I hear him say, God bless you, I see that hand. So I'm thinking to myself, because I didn't raise my hand that I'm not saved. So I just didn't raise my hand at all, I just didn't participate in it. So I hear this old man who was the guest speaker, he's like, God bless you, I see that hand. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, wow, somebody in the auditorium raised their hand that they're not saved. You know, I didn't think it was somebody from our group or something, you know. So, you know, we keep our heads bowed, our eyes closed. And now that that hand has gone up, you know, now the begging and pleading begins. Okay? Come on down the aisle. You know, you raise your hand before it's too late. Come on down and get saved. You know, this is the price is right. You know, come on down and get saved. Come down the aisle. And they pleaded and pleaded, you know, just as I am, about 15 times. And then they closed the service. Okay? And well, actually, they didn't close the service. Then we sang a song. Then we were going to open the songbook and sing a congregational song after all the Just As I Am instrumental was through. So, you know, we open our hymnals and start to sing the song. And, you know, it's a very serious time. You know, it's invitation time. Very serious. And so Richie just looks over at me and just like says, yeah, I'm the one who raised my hand. I'm just trying so hard not to laugh. You know, because I'm trying to be all serious because it's all sober. And everybody's real sober. And I'm trying to sing the song and I just put... You know, so I just keep starting to laugh. I couldn't help but laugh. Because he's like, I didn't repent of my sins, so I raised my hand on that question. So, you know, I'm just trying so hard not to laugh. But here's the moral of the story. We get done, you know, singing through that song. I'm trying to think. You ever try not to laugh and think of every, like, really negative thing? I was thinking of really bad, depressing things, like trying to think of every problem I have in life, you know, just to stop smiling. So then we get through that. And then get this. This is the part that's going to blow you away. Keep in mind, this guy's up there begging him to come down the aisle. He thinks that Richie's not safe. He doesn't know that Richie's being a smart aleck, you know? So here's what happens. We all line up to leave, and that preacher is at the back door shaking hands with everyone as they depart. And Richie walks up to the guy, shakes his hand, and the guy says, hey, thanks for being here. See ya. And doesn't even give him the gospel. Now, does that make any sense? Yeah. He begs him to come down the aisle, and because he won't get up and, you know, come down the aisle, you know, then he basically just won't even give him the gospel. See you later, have a good night. If that guy really wanted to get him saved, why not just say, hey buddy, thanks for coming tonight. You know, can I talk to you about salvation? Can I, you know, is it all right if I go over with you real quick? And see, here's the thing. I would have just skipped all the hand-raising and the begging and pleading. Because guess what? Just because somebody raised their hand or doesn't raise their hand doesn't really make them saved anyway, does it? So here's what I do. I just try to give the gospel to every creature. And in fact, I got that idea from the Bible. Okay? I think it was Mark 16:15, where it said to preach the gospel to every creature. And I thought that was a pretty good idea. So when I see a creature, I just give them the gospel. You know, and I don't sit there and wait for them to raise their hand or walk down an aisle. Okay? And the thing is, these preachers, he had a clear conscience in his own mind, thinking to himself, I've done all I can do for that guy. But was he using God's method? Did God say to make people jump through a hoop? And then they can be saved? Then you're worthy of you giving them the gospel? See, that guy thought in his mind, well, I gave him a chance to come down the aisle. And you know what? Richie was already saved, thank God. But I wonder how many services that guy's been in with people who really weren't saved, who really raised their hand that they weren't saved, and who were embarrassed to get up and walk down in front of the whole church. And then he just lets them go. He just lets them walk away. He just shakes their hand and says, hey, see you later. When he could have saved that whole debacle and just walked up to people, and I know it's so complicated, but just open the Bible and just ask them if you can show them. It doesn't make people mad. So what? And if people get mad, you know, whatever. But I mean, what is the point of us all sitting around for this invitation time? Because it came from the Protestants anyway, with their little citywide revivals and Billy Graham and all these Bob Jones and all these people with their little dramatic little sawdust trail and all the crying and weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why not just open the Bible and give people the gospel? But they have to get all cute about it. And look, you think I'm splitting hairs tonight? I'm not. I'm not splitting hairs when somebody walks in and says, I'm not saved. Will you come down to my feet here at this altar? Okay, then see ya. Tell me, justify that to me. Justify to me somebody saying, I'm not saved, and the preacher saying, okay, everyone's going to close their eyes and you're going to stand up and walk down to the front. That sounds weird. And if you won't do it, then we're not going to give you the gospel. No gospel for you, buddy. You didn't come down the aisle. You know, and I'm sick of this Bob Barker Baptist Church where it's all about coming down the aisle.
Amen.
Look, it's not biblical. Okay? And look, I'd be okay with it, except it's a substitute for giving the gospel. If they did both, okay, but guess what? They don't. And that's why when I was a guest preacher at this place. I preached a message that didn't have anything to do with salvation. I preached the Bible, and guess what I did? I instructed the people that were there that were saved, hey, let's give the gospel to these unsaved relatives. Let's give the gospel to these visitors. And guess what? They got saved.